Hey everyone, welcome back to the Period Chats podcast. I'm your host, Kate Morton. I'm a hormone dietitian who loves all things hormones, periods, nutrition, and wellness. This topic we're talking about today came highly requested from you all. I love hearing from you and hearing what you want to learn about. So we had a poll on my Instagram at Carbs and Kate about what you wanted to learn about next. And the topic you all chose was, why is everyone taking colostrum and why are my TikTok and Instagram ads flooded? We're going to get into it. So for anyone who doesn't know, we're not talking about human colostrum. We're talking about bovine colostrum because I really thought when I first started seeing all these ads, like I was like, oh my gosh, people are taking human colostrum. What are the ethics of this? How is this happening? What is the processing? No, they're taking bovine colostrum or cow colostrum. And if you don't know what colostrum is, I'm going to read you the definition of it, and then we're going to just kind of start diving in piece by piece. So colostrum or bovine colostrum from cows is the initial milk production immediately after a calf's birth. It has macro and micronutrients, immunoglobulins, peptides, antimicrobial properties, and growth factor for the baby cow. So it's similar to human colostrum. It's just for calves instead of human infants. So now you might be asking, okay, Kate, that's weird. Why are people taking that? Because that was my first thought. And then one quick like little check that I want to have mentally is that a lot of people eat cheese. I eat cheese sometimes. That's also cow's breast milk. So well, let's just try to mentally like separate that thought first. So yes, this is the initial like baby cow milk. And one of the biggest debates on this is ethics. Like, should we be taking these from the baby cow? Should this be an industry? But really, like, that's not what this episode today is about. That's another conversation because that is like the dairy industry as a whole. So we're going to just pause that. But that was a lot. That came up a lot in my research was, you know, should we be doing this? How does this work? But I do think that's a bigger conversation today. We're really just going to be talking about research and human and benefits of consuming it. So now I looked at every TikTok ad, every Instagram ad, all the companies' websites, and I pulled a running list of what they claim colostrum helps with or that their product helps with. We have immune support, gut health and intestinal permeability, nutrient dense like snack or supplement, growth factor, which is related to skin health and tissue repair, antimicrobial properties. One of the really, I've been seeing it everywhere is like colostrum is 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine, which I have not been able to find that study. If anyone finds it, please send it to me. I couldn't find that, but that's one. Improved athletic performance and recovery, anti-inflammatory properties, and may reduce the risk of respiratory infections. So that's what everyone is claiming is happening and going on. So now that's what people say colostrum helps with. Let's get into the research of what I was able to find, and then let's also think about some considerations that we have if you do decide to take it. So one study, the most compelling study I was able to find, the most readily available, was on intestinal permeability, which this is an exciting study. This is actually really cool. And as someone who's been dealing with SIBO, leaky gut, and finding out I have a really severe gluten intolerance that I've just been blowing up my gut with, this study, while small, is promising. So one study involving 12 athletes measured, the athletes took 20 grams of bovine colostrum every single day, and they were tested against a placebo group. And the placebo group, when they compared the group that was taking colostrum to the placebo group, there was an 80% increase in the gut being able to not be permeated, which is incredible. So 80% increase for the bovine colostrum. This is one study, and the biggest call out here is that it is small and it is one study, but it's still very promising and calls for more research. The next study I was able to find the most relevant to this was a saliva test for IgA antibodies study. It was 12 weeks long and slightly larger, with 35 adult distance runners taking daily bovine colostrum supplements to increase their IgA antibodies, which is a 79% increase on baseline. From what I gathered from this study, it was really seeing, like, with runners, if they could improve their performance, stay healthier longer, and have a better stress recovery. So those were the two big studies I read exclusively. There was another study that I got sent during this, and it was talking about skin health and telomere health when it comes to skin recovery and tissue repair. That study was done on infants, and they were actually tube-fed the colostrum, so it's a little bit different. These were bovine colostrum powders, and what's really on the market and we have the most access to is going to be those bovine colostrum powders. So I wanted to look at the most comparable studies. Those were the two most reputable ones I could find. Of course, I can't find every study, so if you find another one and you're like really passionate about colostrum, send it to me. I'm definitely open-minded. My conclusion on it right now is that the research is promising, but I do think there needs to be more. And the biggest problem I see when a big trend like this happens from a dietitian's perspective is everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon because they see supplements as a cash cow, like no pun intended. You guys know I have a supplement company that's food-based, and we work really hard on ingredients. And it's, if you're doing it right, it's really hard, and really you're not making that much money. Just going to be real with you all. So here's the things I want you guys to think about to avoid getting scammed by people who are seeing this as a cash cow. One, and this came up in almost every study as a point of discussion, the processing and heat treatment that is needed to make colostrum safe may and most likely does diminish the bioactive composition of the colostrum, meaning the heat kills the bad, like salmonella and E. coli, but the heat also kills the good, like the immunoglobulins and all of these other nutrients that are very heat sensitive. So that's one thing to consider. Two, when we are thinking about sourcing, this is obviously a very concentrated source of milk. The colostrum is like the very most concentrated. You need to be looking at how are these cows treated? How are they fed? How is this processed? What is the entire breakdown? Because if you're having the most processed version of something, you want to make sure at least started out to be the best it could be before. So that's something that I think is really interesting. It's just like looking into the cow's treatment, sourcing. The next thing I'm going to, of course, say is third-party testing. These things that come in powders, you know, really good to have third-party testing and make sure that these companies are doing everything that they say they're doing to give you the best possible product. So that's what I'm going to tell you guys. Look at sourcing of the cows, the like host animal of this product. Look at, you want them to be heat treated, but you want to understand from the brand, like, are you testing to make sure it actually has all of these nutrients in there? And then here's the third thing. This is a very expensive supplement. So everything I could find was between like $50 and $100 for anywhere from like a 4 ounce to a 16 ounce container. So that's about like, you know, $50 to $100 a month you're going to be spending on that. So you really want to think about the brands you're buying from. That's like my biggest gripe with this whole boom, is like you need to find brands that you really, really trust. Also, like, again, you know how I feel about natural and artificial flavors. They're a no. So like if your colostrum is being naturally and artificially flavored and adding a bunch of processed junk into it, it's probably not good. The next thing, like, again, to think about is, are you getting exposed to antibiotics, pesticides, synthetic hormones? Like, how are they producing? So the final answer is, there's a little bit of research on it. It's not, there's not without merit. Like, there, some of these claims have legs to stand on. It's just important to look at sourcing, brands, and do your own research. And if you are vegan, if you don't tolerate dairy, this is not for you. Like, if you have Hashimoto's, like, this might not be for you. Like, me, like, it's tricky because, like, I'm not really supposed to have dairy. So there's just some things to think about. So this isn't, like, a definitive me telling you stamp of approval, not approved. It's a, there's a little bit of research. It's an expensive supplement, and you better do your homework and trust that these companies are testing, because this is not the kind of supplement you want to risk it on. So that's my little spiel. The studies are going to be in the show notes. And then if you guys have any questions, of course, follow up with me on Instagram at Carbs and Kate. If you've read some studies that I didn't talk about, please send them to me. Like, I love to learn, and I really wanted to give you guys just like my fast and dirty breakdown, and I want to keep it real with you, and I want to tell you the truth, and I want to tell you what I'm telling myself, telling my friends about these products. So it's not a yes or a no. It's a maybe. Find a good brand, get third-party testing, make sure it's done humanely, and that you're not getting exposed to synthetic hormones, pesticides, and antibiotics. So that's it. If you guys enjoyed listening to this episode, please share it with a friend, because that is the fastest way for us to reach more people and get to tell them about hormones, all the things we love to talk about, supplements, wellness, third-party testing for supplements. Really important there. And if you're watching the video, I'm going to have you guys hold me accountable to get these decals up and have a cute background for you to look at by the next time we record. We are also editing our guest episode now, so that will be out soon. That's going to be a bonus episode. But for now, you guys are going to be keeping it real with me. We're going to be doing these short and fast little episodes that are going to tell us all about one tiny topic at a time. So stay tuned for next week and have a great week. I appreciate you guys listening. And a few of you guys have been doing the like respond on Spotify. And I love that. I love reading your responses. So please respond and let me know what you think of this episode.